Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So yesterday, Mike, you went through my purse because you wanted to after seeing me pull some pretty weird things out of it.
Yeah, it took me about a half an hour because it A, weighed like 50 pounds, and B, was the size of the entire desk area I have over here.
I got to make sure I'm prepared no matter the situation. And I mean, there's some weird stuff in there. I'll give you that.
Yeah, but some of it made a lot of sense.
It just needed to be explained, like a bottle of hot sauce. I carry my own bottle of hot sauce everywhere I go.
Right.
Because I don't ever want to be stuck in a situation where a restaurant only has that one brand of hot sauce I don't like.
Yeah.
That I think tastes like heartburn.
Yeah, same.
So, see, if you carried a purse, you could make sure you always had your own hot sauce.
That would be one reason I would carry a purse.
Yeah.
But I'd have to call it a merce.
I mean, whatever. I don't care. Call it a purse.
Live
your
best
life. But we posted it up on social media, and we asked, you know, what's the weirdest thing? And Raquel said she carries her own chopsticks.
Ooh.
Lisa.
Does she not trust chopsticks at restaurants?
Or maybe she doesn't want to use a fork, you know?
Maybe they're those fancy ones that are made out of, like, that firm plastic that
you
just
wash.
Yeah.
And then we have Lisa, who said she carries her own Taco Bell hot sauce packets.
I mean, I have about 500 of those in my refrigerator. I think everybody does.
Antonia, she said she put a 5-pound ankle weight in there one time and she didn't notice. And her bag was super heavy, but she got an extra workout.
How do you not notice?
There's so much stuff.
There's a 5-pound ankle weight in there.
There's so much stuff in there that you're like, oh, I guess that's all it is. My favorite is Jessica said she carries a liquor spout in her purse. Because you never know when you need that.
Jessica's my kind of girl.
Catherine says her own collapsible metal straw. Kathy is similar to me. She carries a tape measure. You were weirded out by that.
I still don't know why you have it.
There's so many times when you, like, need to go and buy a picture frame or curtains or blinds. You just need to be able to measure things on a whim.
Yeah, but aren't the things you need to measure, like, at home? So, like, I measure how much space I have to put this couch.
You take your logic and you go somewhere else with it, Mike, all right? So if you found something weird in your purse, give us a call, 503-733-5105.
The most ridiculous thing that I still have in my purse after 2 years is my daughter's hair from her first haircut.
That is so weird. There's no judgment, but that is so bizarre.
Wouldn't you put that in a scrapbook or something? Your purse?
It's literally the most bizarre thing I've ever heard. Is it because you didn't want to throw it away? Or like you got it and now you just don't know what to do with it?
I'd say a little bit of both, but definitely more of the second one.
Do you keep baby teeth too? Like in the change purse?
I do. I've got...
You kept the baby teeth in your purse, too?
I did, and then I found a place for those. And then I used to have my oldest son's hair in a bag in my purse, and I found a place to put that. And then when I couldn't find it, I didn't want the same thing to happen to my daughter's hair, so it's lived in my purse ever since.
What in the world?
I mean, wow. This is a judgment-free zone.
I'm not going through that purse.
That is so bizarre. I thought it was weird. I have acrylic hair for some clipping bangs in my purse, and I thought that was weird. But you have literal human hair. Good for you.
Yep, I do. All I can say is hashtag mom life. I don't know. It's the only way I can explain it.
Oh my gosh, you are the best, and I don't even know what to say, but I hope you have a great day, and thank you for calling in.
Hey, no problem. I hope y'all have a good day, too.
The Buzz, what's the weirdest thing you found in your purse?
A Bop-It miniseries. Because I hate awkward silences, so I just take it out.
When you experience awkward silence, you just whip out your Bop It and start playing?
I do.
Bop it. Stick it. Twist it.
I don't know if that's more bop awkward.
I'm sorry. Mike, whenever you say the commands, it sounds real bad and creepy.
I know.
So let's not do that again.
Stick it. Twist it.
No.
Bop it.
No. Thank you for calling in, and I hope I encounter you one day in an awkward silence and we can bop it together.
Yes, we'll bop it. And I just want to say I love you guys. I love your chemistry, and you guys rock.
Oh, you're the best. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
All right, bye.
Bop it.
Stop. Why do you have to make everything so weird?
Actually, I don't think stick it's one of the commands, but pull it in.
Oh, my gosh. Stop saying that.
Pull it is.
No.
So is push it.
No.
Squeeze it.
We're done.
Remember when they got the bop it advance? They put two extra ones on there?
No.
It's a little jelly ball that you squeeze.
Why are you using your hands now? It's even more uncomfortable.
I'm Italian. I talk with my hands.
What's the weirdest thing you found in your purse? Mike, I saw some stuff in my purse that scared him. Call us 503-733.
Totally going to bop it with somebody later.
5105. I don't need to know what you're doing on the weekends. You keep your personal life personal. It's Liz and Mike.
Twist it.
Stop. It's Liz and Mike in the morning. Today's Best Mix, 105.1 The Buzz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.